Well, Alan Dillon is the Minister of State with responsibility for retail. I asked him if he accepted that as far as groceries are concerned, the cost of living crisis isn't over.
Well, certainly, I completely understand families across Ireland who are feeling that pinch. And certainly this government acknowledges the difficulty that this presents. Families have seen their weekly shop get more expensive, and certainly that is very tough. The main drivers are global. We've seen supply chain disruptions, increased input costs, which are broadly in line with our other EU counterparts with food inflation. And while inflation has eased in some areas, food prices remain stubbornly high. And as Minister of State with responsibility for retail, I've undertaken two steps which will, I hope, protect consumers and also keep the market fair and competitive. And firstly, I've met with the Competition and Consumer Protection Commission, and I've formally requested that they would update their high-level analysis of the grocery retail sector to get a better understanding of where grocery pressures are and price pressures are, and crucially, who's profiting. And secondly, I've also written to my colleague, Minister for Agriculture, Martin Hayden, asking that the Agri-Food Regulator would examine, you know, the current price trends, but also the market dynamics across the supply chain, from the farmer to the shelf. And I think what we need now is clear evidence to take the appropriate action. And that process now is underway.
Can I ask you then, first of all, in more detail, about the first measure that you announced there? You said that you're going to get another in-depth analysis of supermarket prices. Does that suggest that you believe the supermarkets are profiteering at the moment?
Well, what we have at the minute, we have the CCPC and the Agri-Food Regulator, who are two of the most powerful consumer watchdogs in the state. And what I want to examine is to see where the supply chain margins are occurring. Are retailers driving them? Are variable input costs rising? And are there distortions in the supply side? And that's why I've asked for a forensic analysis. You know, if the updated evidence from the CCPC or the Agri-Food Regulator justifies government intervention, then certainly we will act. But I'm also very conscious that, you know, from listening to many producers, farming organisations, processors, you know, what they've told us is that their costs have gone up dramatically right across the supply chain. And let's be honest, Ireland is it's a small open trading economy. We don't exist in a vacuum. And we have seen since 2021, between the COVID disruptions and the war in Ukraine, we have seen massive cost surges in feed, in fuel and in fertilizer. And certainly these are not just abstract costs. They do impact the farmers, the food producers, and ultimately every shelf across our supermarkets. And while, you know, the general public and the consumers don't see this until they see the price in the shop go up, I think that is the concern, and I suppose that is the challenge, is that the only visibility increase is the sticker on the shelf.
Yeah, but some of those price rises have been extraordinary, and Labour is again today raising the fact that we don't know how much money many of the big supermarket chains make here. Will the government enact legislation to force them to publish their Irish profits?
Well, we have previously analysed you know, these you know, inflated grocery prices back in 2023, and the CCPC found no evidence of excessive profits or abuse of market power. However, I think it's really important that we're not complacent. We need a robust competition law. We need our independent regulator for exactly this reason.
Mm-hmm. What about again, that particular measure, though, forcing the large international supermarkets to publish how much money they make in Ireland?
Well, certainly, you know, many of these companies are limited. They are based on fair competition, you know, and I would encourage that they do make profits. However, you know, we need to balance that, and from a government perspective, we need to ensure that they function, that they compete fairly, that consumers are treated honestly, and that the market remains open and dynamic.
Is there a reason then why you wouldn't get them to publish that figure?
Well, certainly, they're not required currently to publish it. Indeed, when the CCPC did look at this previously, they did look at profits, and it was broadly accepted that their margins were reflective of the current margins that you would see across supermarkets and grocery chains. And again, it's something that the government can consider, but at this time, we're very much focused on how we can ensure that the retail sector is transparent, there's fairness and accountability, and we won't, bypass your process on that. We want to ensure that we have we make evidence-based decisions, and that the data provides us with the required recommendations and steps forward.
You've accepted that food prices are a problem for many people. Yet, despite all of this, cost of living payments are being scrapped. This means that people will have less money. So, doing the food shop is going to get even harder in the coming months.
Well, this current year, we've rolled out, the largest cost of living package in the state's history. We've targeted welfare increases, lump sum payments, and we've also provided a number of energy and childcare costs. And I think these measures have certainly put money back into people's pockets. We have, in this current budgetary process, we're very much focusing on delivering more permanent structural changes, and that, looks at many different areas around childcare, around education, and for that reason, we have not neglected our obligation to deal with cost of living challenges, but more broadly used it in a more permanent and structured way.
As things stand, many families will also be paying another €1,000 in college fees this year. So when is the government going to tell people precisely what it's going to do on third level fees?
Well, at this point, Rachel, no decision has been made on the student contribution fee, and I want to be very clear on that. We are, as a government, very focused on reducing the cost of education, not increasing it. And as you would expect, any decisions made would be part of the budgetary process, but would be very much aligned in balance and support
Yeah, but
with more long-term measures.
we already know because James Lawless confirmed this last weekend that fees will be going up by €1,000 because the cost of living measure will be gone.
Well, certainly from the debate this week and where we are in relation to promises and budgetary decisions, certainly that will reflect the government's clear priority and the minister in terms of what envelope and expenditure he has at his discretion. And we are building a budget for the long term, as I said, and students and families will see that reflected within the decisions that are made. Last year, the €1,000 reduction in student fee was a clear signal of our intent. And indeed, our programme for government is very clear. Fees are going down over time. And certainly, our commitment is that we stand with this, and any decisions will be made in the budgetary process, and not through speculation or through debate. They will be announced on budget day.
And that was the Minister of State with responsibility for retail, Fine Gael's Alan Dillon.